Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. The question I have for you today is this: what is the ideal retirement age? You've got a number in mind. There's something floating around between your ears. There's something that you're targeting. For a lot of you, it's a particular age that might be linked to Social Security. In other words, you may have a retirement plan that is coupled with the benefits of receiving Social Security. And as most of us know, Social Security is set up to where it starts paying different rates at different ages. Now, you've been paying into Social Security for a very long period of time. The majority of you have been paying, well, for most of your life. Ever since you started working, you started doing what we call a W-2 job, where you go in and you trade your time for money, and that money is paid to you after taxes and Social Security and Medicare are taken out. See, the government takes all that off the top because they don't want you messing with that sacred cow of Social Security. They want to make sure that money is flowing into that Social Security account because they're in turn paying money out. Now, if you do your research on Social Security, you're going to find that politicians have a way of dipping into that fund. They'll use money that isn't necessarily there for your retirement for other purposes. There are historical facts where that has occurred. Go ahead, look it up. I'm not going to share that with you because that's not what I'm talking about today. But Social Security is a big factor in a lot of your retirement plans. So a lot of you are saying, okay, I'm going to get to the age of maybe 62 and I'll take Social Security there because at least I'll start drawing money because I don't know how long I'm going to live. Some of you say, well, you know what? I'm just going to keep working and working and working, and I'm going to try and get to that magic age of 70 so then I can retire and then I can get my maximum benefit out of Social Security. And of course, you're trying to put money away into savings programs called 401ks or IRAs or whatever you want to call those programs, and you're hoping that you're going to amass a big lump sum of money and you'll be able to spend that money as you enter into retirement. Now, the big unknown for all of us, of course, and I say this probably every week on the show, is you don't know how long you're going to live. There is no expiration date stamped on our hip. It's not there. So what do you do? Well, for a lot of you, you just continue down the path that you're on. You continue to do the things that you think are going to result in a quality retirement for yourself because, you know, you met with your financial planner and the financial planner, you know, laid out the portfolio of, you know, this is where you can be in retirement. You can amass $1 million. You can amass $2 million. Maybe it's $4 million. Who knows? I mean, do you really know how much money you need to amass in those retirement plans? Do you? I mean, I'm sure your financial planner helped you achieve a target, but are you comfortable with that target? Have you really thought through all the things that are going to occur between now and retirement? I mean, there's a lot going on in the world right now. I mean, I'll tell you what, I've got a heavy heart considering all the things that this country has endured since this coronavirus pandemic began. It's like 2020 started out as, you know, well, in my opinion, it started out to be, I thought it was going to be a great year. I thought it was going to be a year of financial prosperity for people. I thought that, you know, we would grow as a nation. I thought that a lot of things positive were going to happen. And then this coronavirus kicked in. And as a result of that, we had a compounding effect of all kinds of things that occurred because of the coronavirus. You know, there was a incident in Minneapolis where a police officer, allegedly, and I'll use the word allegedly because this is still a nation of laws and we are still presumed innocent until we are given our day in court and then an adjudication is placed upon us. So allegedly, there was a murder of a gentleman that probably did nothing wrong. And we all saw this thing. We saw this thing on video, and we all made up our minds as to whether this gentleman is innocent or he's guilty. And I'm not going to tell you my opinion, because my opinion doesn't matter. My point is this. It started off a chain reaction of events that occurred that damaged many, many people. You know, I saw a news report this morning that talked about business owners in Minneapolis. There's about 1,500 businesses that were vandalized, that were burned, that were looted. And these are businesses of Americans that are going about their day-to-day lives, trying to build something for their future. And you know what? 1,500 businesses were materially affected by the fact that people went into the streets, and instead of peacefully rioting, well, there's no such thing as a peaceful riot. Instead of peacefully protesting, they became mobs. They became riotous. They started doing unlawful things. They started destroying personal property. That affected many, many innocent people in Minneapolis. And now they're talking about, well, let's defund the police. Let's get rid of police. I mean, I'll just tell you, I think it's a bad idea, because there has to be an entity out there that enforces our laws. Otherwise, we become a lawless society. But look at all the police officers out there that are affected. The vast majority of them are good people. It's that small minor group of lawless idiots that are in the police force that need to be eradicated. Not the entire police force, but think about it. If you're in law enforcement and you're relying on a pension and they're going to defund the police, what happens to your retirement plan? I mean, good grief. We got to talk about this today, and we're going to talk about this today. We're going to talk about the unknown, because your future is largely unknown. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Did you know that many people are forced into early retirement because of maybe a health problem or a layoff or, well, to be honest with you, things that are just outside of their control? It happens every day. It's happening in America right now as we speak. There are people that are affected by things that they can't control, and it has a ripple effect on your ability to retire. It really does. Did you know that most working Americans expect to retire at the age of 66? And according to a 2018 Gallup poll, that is up. The age of 63, that was, you know, that was the norm back in 2002. So as a society, we are expecting to work longer. And part of that expectation is probably because we're trying to save our way to retirement. And that process may be flawed. Well, I'll be honest with you. I think it's absolutely flawed. I'll just be blunt with you. I know many people that are quote unquote in retirement right now. Many that are in retirement using real estate as the fundamental core asset that is keeping them in retirement. It's providing them cash flow. It's providing them ways to make money in real estate that you can't make money in other forms of quote unquote investments. I know people that are in retirement right now that are living off of that nest egg, and they're concerned because that nest egg continues to dwindle. It continues to reduce. And when I have conversations with them, they say that, well, they're not sure if they're going to have enough money to get to the end. And even if they get to the end, one of their ancillary concerns is that they're not leaving anything behind for the people that they love. So the people behind don't get the opportunity to have an influx of money that could help them as they journey down retirement. Did you know that according to that Gallup poll I just mentioned, most retirees don't stay on the job until the age of 66? You know, a plan to work longer isn't the same as being able to remain on the job into your mid or late 60s. And the average retirement age had been 61 since 2011, according to Gallup. And before then, the average retirement age in the United States hovered around 60 from 2004 to 2010. And according to a gentleman by the name of Frank Newport, who is a Gallup poll senior scientist, he says this: the lower actual age could be based on positive developments, that people end up having more money and more wherewithal to retire than they expected, or negative developments, that people are laid off, lose their jobs, or have worse health than anticipated. Which camp are you in? Are you in the camp where you're going to have a retirement that is flourishing, or are you in the camp that is going to have a retirement that's going to have financial problems? And how do you know? How do you know? Do you know, based on the plan you're working with right now, that you're going to be fine in the future? Well, do you? I would venture to say the majority of you don't have a clue. Any more than I had a clue when I was going through the process of aging and working and focusing on retirement. See, you could get to a point in your life where all of a sudden, life throws you a curveball. Kind of what life has done to the entire country. We got thrown a massive curveball, and we couldn't hit the darn thing. We couldn't even scratch the curveball with the bat. Think about it. Where do you want to be in the future? Do you want to be in a place where you control your financial destiny? And how do you do that? Well, I would tell you that you do that by investing in assets that start producing cash flow for you now. Not in 5 years, not in 10 years, not in 20 or 30 years, or whenever you start looking at or are forced to look at retirement. I'm talking about now. Investing in assets that produce positive cash flow. Because as you acquire those assets, as that positive cash flow comes in, you use that money to offset your ordinary expenses. Maybe it's you buy one single family house, just one, and you can buy one before the end of the year. We can show you how to do this stuff. It's not that hard, but it does take some effort on your part. So you buy one single family house, and that property produces, let's say, $400 a month in positive cash flow. What do you do with that money? Well, you use that money maybe to pay your electric bill and your gas bill and maybe your water bill. Maybe your utility bills amount to $400 a month. So you're using income from an asset to offset the expenses of your life. And you're doing it now. You're not waiting for the future. You're doing it now. And then let's say next year, you buy an additional single family house and that property produces $400 a month in cash flow. What do you do with that money? Well, you use that money to offset a different expense that you incur on a monthly basis. It's not that hard. See, if you had $800 a month coming in, that's the equivalent of your boss giving you an $800 a month raise. And as you and I know, raises, they don't come very frequently, if they come at all. And many of you are in lines of work where you don't get raises. You know, you may be working for governments, or you may be working for particular industries where, you know, they pay you a set wage and maybe they factor in cost of living increases, and that's your raise. And what's your net sum gain there? That's zero. Because if inflation is going up by 2% and you get a 2% raise and you're like, woohoo, I got 2% raise. That raise is offset by the fact that other goods and services have also increased in cost by 2%. So your net sum is zero. You're not any better off now than you were before. And for those of you putting money into those retirement plans, into those retirement accounts, you're just pushing money in there. You're just pushing money in, and that money isn't doing anything for you. Now, it might be growing, and that's a good thing, but it's not producing any income for you to use today. There's no money coming in for you to pay your utility bills or other expenses associated with your normal lifestyle. And the key thing here is this. You get enough of these assets in your ledger that produce the cash flows that you need to offset your expenses, you achieve retirement. It's not that hard. It's not an age. It's a financial position. Think about it. We'll be back right after this.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
We're talking about the ideal retirement age and why you won't retire by then. I mean, it is a little bit of a doom and gloom story, and I hate to be the guy that, you know, tells you about this, but nobody else is telling you about this. Your financial planner is telling you everything's going to be fine. Look, the stock market recovered. Your investments are safe. When the stock market dipped, you bought additional shares. Well, maybe you bought additional shares depending on how you're structured. But the bottom line is you acquired shares at a lower price, and look at the value that went up on those shares because it came back. So everything is rosy, right? I don't think everything is rosy. I don't think everything is rosy at all. I think financial planners like to tell you these things because at the end of the day, they make their money by selling you the financial instruments that you purchase, and they make fee income based on those purchases. So when you buy your mutual funds, when you buy your whole life insurance, when you buy all those things that they tell you to buy, it's providing them an income. And hopefully it all works out for you. But check this out. A 2018 survey conducted by the Employee Benefit Research Institute reported this. 48% of workers expect to retire after age 65, but only 19% of retirees stayed on the job that long. So half of you think you're going to make it and continue to work beyond the age of 65, but only one-fifth of you actually achieve that. And it goes on to say this, just 10% of workers say they are planning to retire before age of 60, but 26% of retirees left the workforce earlier than that. The median retirement age in the survey was 62. So what do you do? If your game plan has you focused on retiring at the age of 65, and you get to the age of 62, and you're told it's time for you to go, or you can no longer work. How do you make up the delta of those 3 years? Where does the money come from that was supposed to be injected into not only your living expenses, but into your retirement fund? You're falling short. You're not getting there. That's a huge problem on the horizon. Now, a lot of you think, well, you know, Al, you're stirring up the hornet's nest here. Everything is fine. Everything is great. Okay, everything's great. Yeah, everything's fine. Everything's hunky-dory. You just keep those rose-colored glasses on. And when it happens to you, I'll be the first one to say, I'm sorry that it happened to you. Consider yourself warned. Consider yourself on a plan that may not get you to where you're trying to get to. You know, the Census Bureau has a statistic out there, and it basically says this. 1% of you retires wealthy. 4% retires with the same quality of life that you had in retirement as you had when you were working. So what about the other 95% of you? You're not making it there. Another stat that comes out of the Census Bureau. 9 out of 10 Americans retire at or below poverty levels, meaning that the income that they receive in retirement doesn't get them above poverty. Is that what you want for yourself in retirement? Is that what you want for the people that you love around you? If you're married or have a significant other, is that the game plan you want to be on? And some of you think, well, you know, it's you're making it sound like it's just my income, my spouse or my significant other, they provide an income too. Okay, so two poverty level incomes combined together, what does that get you? A little bit above poverty? Are you willing to walk away from the lifestyle you have now? And some of you would say, yeah, you're tired of working 50, 60, 70 hours a week. You're tired of giving your life to somebody else or working in an industry where all of your hard work goes into the pockets of somebody else. These are realities, folks. So what do? You start now to change the path you're on. See, we can show you how to get retired in the next 5 years. I don't care what your age is right now. I don't care what your income levels are right now. We can show you a different path. Does 5 years sound like a more reasonable time to you than maybe 10, 15, or 20? For me, it did. When I found out about Lifestyles Unlimited, I was amazed. Well, first, I was very skeptical because I thought that, you know, none of this stuff works. So it's probably not going to work for me. But I listened to the information that was provided to me at a free workshop. And I joined the organization. I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. And I went through the educational process. And it taught me things that nobody else had taught me. I've got two business degrees. I went to good schools. I got what I consider great educations. But the principles that were taught to me by this organization were never addressed by those educational institutions. Because those educational institutions are really designed to position you so that you can get into a job. Let's be clear about it. They're stepping stones to employment. Because employers want to look back and say, we want you to have a four-year degree. Or if you don't have a four-year degree, that's okay. We might hire you, but we'll pay you less than somebody that has a four-year degree. And that return on investment for that four-year degree, sometimes it doesn't pan out. If you really sit down and look at what you spent to earn that four-year degree, and not just the money you spent, but the opportunity cost of not working, or if you did work, it was just to like keep you in the dorms and keep you on a meal plan, it's imbalanced. It really is. So when you learn how to utilize assets that produce cash flow today, not 10 years from now, today, you can use that income to start offsetting your expenses and start living a better lifestyle. And when you get to that point where you have enough of these assets providing you enough cash flow that all of your expenses are met, you're the one in the driver's seat as to whether or not you go back to work or you change careers or you just don't work at all. I've met many, many people at Lifestyles Unlimited that have achieved that decision point. It is a time in their life where all of a sudden they're in control. They're not being manipulated by society. They're not being manipulated by their employer. They're not going through the motions of day-to-day life. They achieve control over their own life. And they make informed decisions. And I'll tell you what, when you get there, it is awesome. It is a feeling like I can't describe to you. And you can do it. But you've got to change the path you're on. You've got to consider where you're at right now, where you're trying to get to, and whether or not you're going to make it. And let me tell you, there is a huge gap that exists between retirement expectations and reality, and I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Walmsley, on the effective way to run a business.
There are people that run their businesses on a shoestring. If you own an apartment complex and you have no cash, that's not a very effective way to run a business. My businesses, each and every one of them, have cash savings. In other words, we can make no money or make very little money. We'd still survive. For those of you that haven't thought it through that far and you don't have any cash savings, let's get you in here and get you educated on how to save what you already own. The mom and pop businesses are going to take a major hit. If you've been running your business that way, you need to get into Lifestyles right now and learn how to operate your business the right way.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
With the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Many early retirements are unexpected and due to unforeseen circumstances. According to the EBRI, that's the Employee Benefit Research Institute, I cited them earlier in the show, they said this, about half, actually 48%, of retirees say they left the workforce earlier than planned, often to cope with a health problem or disability, or to care for a spouse or other family member. Other retirees are forced out of their jobs due to changes at their company, such as downsizing or closure, new skills required for the job, or other work-related reasons. And then the president and CEO of the EBRI, a lady by the name of Lori Lucas, she made this statement: poor health, caregiving requirements, and stalled career progress or layoffs are common reasons people leave the workforce earlier than expected. It just reinforces the report. So which half are you going to be in? Are you going to be in the lucky half? Are you going to be in the unlucky half? I guarantee you have no idea. You absolutely have no idea. If you're in your 30s, man, that retirement horizon, way out there, man. It is way out there. If you're in your 40s, okay, it's a little closer, but it's still out there. 50s, getting a little closer, getting a little more nervous. 60s, man, that's when all the bad stuff happens. That's when health problems kick in for a lot of people. That's when companies look at you and you go, you know what? Time to put you out to pasture. Time for you to go away. They don't have to give you a reason why they let you go. All they say is it just didn't work out for the path the organization is taking. So you got to wake up. You really need to wake up. You need to get off of cruise control and pay attention to your retirement horizon. There's a lot of people that are not listening to this show right now that really need to listen to this show because they're in the clueless club. They really are. And you know why? I know this because I've been in the clueless club. I figured, hey, everything's going to work out. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to work diligently. I'm going to pour my life into my career. And I'm going to do the things my financial planner told me to do. And you know what? I got to a point in my life where it all blew up in my face. At the age of 50, I was let go from the military. It's just the way it was. Basically, they said I had served my time. I had hit my maximum gates for service based on my rank and other factors. See, the military says at the age of For me, at the age of 27 years of service, I was done. It's in a regulation. That's the way they do business. If I had been promoted to the next rank, which I thought I was going to be promoted to the next rank, I'd get an extra 3 years. I could go to 30 years of service. And if I had made general officer, I'd get an extra 2 years. And then if I continued to progress, I'd get more time. But there was a built-in expiration date for my service. And no matter how hard I tried, no matter what the military did to make me believe that there was an opportunity to continue to serve, I was done. So I was forced to transition out of military service after 27 years and go into the civilian workforce. And it was a tough transition. It was really, really difficult. And I had some significant health problems that occurred during that time period. It's like my body just completely shut down on me. And I had to deal with that. And I finally found employment, but it wasn't the kind of employment or income that I was looking for. The retirement horizon for me became 70 years of age. I really thought that's where I was going to have to work until. And then I found real estate. See, I'd found real estate previously, but I had done it all incorrectly because I was following a flawed plan, a flawed map. And then I literally stumbled across Lifestyles Unlimited. I went to a free workshop. It opened my eyes. Became a member. Joined. Got myself on a glide path where I would get myself retired in 5 years. Got it done in 2. I'll be honest with you. I was shocked. I was really shocked at my ability to achieve that. But it's because I had followed the footsteps of people that had gone before me who had done the exact same thing. I had listened to them. I had taken their mentorship and their advice. I went through all the education. I learned how to correctly invest in real estate. It was a life changer. I'm telling you, you got to change your life. Don't be like the lady I saw on the news this morning. This broke my heart. Middle-aged lady, just happened to be African-American, was impacted by COVID-19. She owns a hair salon. That was her business, self-employed. COVID came along, shut her down, basically eradicated her income streams. She sat on the sidelines, did the things that she needed to do, took what little money she had in reserves, bought all of the supplies and equipment she needed for a grand reopening because all of a sudden, we were going to reopen Minneapolis. She had acquired all these things, put them in her salon, was waiting for the government to give her the green light, and lawless individuals burned her business to the ground. And everything that she had worked for God knows how many years, burned to the ground. She was on the news. They said, how are you going to recover? She says, I've got a GoFundMe page. That is scary. She's relying on the goodwill of other people to provide her money so that she can get back into business. She lost everything. I would venture she's my age. She is restarting. That was unexpected. I know in her world, when 2020 rolled around, she probably thought, like I thought, that this was going to be a great year, a year of prosperity. Things were going great with the economy. We got nothing but good news on the horizon. And then everything changed in March. And for her, everything continued to change. In June, she was devastated. What about you? What about the future you're not expecting? Are you prepared? I don't think you are. And I know this because I wasn't prepared. See, I've been there, done that. The reason I'm here telling you these things is because I think you need to hear the alternative to what you're doing. And you need to make an informed decision. You need to decide whether you're going to continue on that hamster wheel that you've been on your entire life, or you're going to say, enough is enough. I'm going to change what I'm doing. I'm going to take a different approach, and I'm going to get myself retired in the next 5 years. I'm telling you, you can do it. I know tons of people that have done it. I know even more people that are in the process of doing it, using real estate correctly as the vehicle to achieve retirement. And then once you achieve retirement, that's the best part, because now you focus on your lifestyle. Where do you want to be? You can actually achieve those goals and objectives that you sat down with your financial planner and laid out 10, 15, 20 years ago. So think about it. I mean, seriously, think about it. Decide today what you're going to do. Don't blow it off. Don't listen to the show and go, oh, okay, it's over. I'll turn on the radio. I'll listen to AC/DC or something. What I want you to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. Freeworkshoplivestream.com, all one word, in your URL. You're going to see opportunities to attend our virtual free workshop. They're live. They're interactive. We want you to hear the good news that we have to tell you. And it's important for you. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.